By age 13, however, young Ivan decided to take control of his own life and his own country. At his command, the boyar Andrei Shuisky, who had once dared to place his muddy boots on Ivan's bed, was thrown into a cell of ferocious and hungry dogs. On January 16, 1547, Ivan had himself crowned at the Cathedral of the Dormition, not as Grand Prince of Moscow, but as Tsar of all the Russias. The 17-year-old with the sad upbringing would rule his country on his own terms. Total domination. And this he did to such an extent that he became known in Russian as Ivan Grozny, translated into English as either or both of Ivan the Awesome or Ivan the Terrible. For someone who had endured such a wretched childhood and who had become one of history's greatest despots, Ivan started his reign on a positive note. In 1547, he married a boyar's daughter named Anastasia Romanovna, whom he loved and honored to her dying day. In 1549, Ivan flirted with democracy by summoning the first Zemsky Sobor, an assembly of nobility, clergy, and townsmen. Although Ivan intended the Zemsky Sobor as a mere rubber stamp for his plans, even pretending to listen to the people was more than any of his predecessors had ever done.